31 Bible quotes about freedom. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and the regaining of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of God who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be set free from the bondage of decay into the glorious freedom of God's children. But be careful that this liberty of yours does not become a hindrance to the weak. I do not mean yours, but the other person's. For why is my freedom being judged by another's conscience? Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is freedom. Now this matter arose because of the false brothers with false pretenses who slipped in unnoticed to spy on our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus to make us slaves. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity to indulge your flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law can be summed up in a single commandment, namely, you must love your neighbor as yourself. But the one who peers into the perfect law of liberty and fixes his attention there and does not become a forgetful listener, but one who lives it out, he will be blessed in what he does. Speak and act as those who will be judged by the law that gives freedom. For judgment is merciless for the one who has shown no mercy, but mercy triumphs over judgment. Live as free people, not using your freedom as a pretext for evil, but as God's slaves. Although these false teachers promise such people freedom, they themselves are enslaved to immorality. For whatever a person succumbs to that he is enslaved. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord. The Lord answered me and put me in a wide open place. No. This is the kind of fast I want. I want you to remove the sinful chains, to tear away the ropes of the burdensome yoke, to set free the oppressed, and to break every burdensome yoke. I want you to share your food with the hungry, and to provide shelter for homeless, oppressed people. When you see someone naked, clothe him. Don't turn your back on your own flesh and blood. Then your light will shine like the sunrise. Your restoration will quickly arrive. Your godly behavior will go before you, and the Lord's splendor will be your rear guard. After they arrive in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Your teacher pays the double drachma tax, doesn't he?" He said, "Yes." When Peter came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first. "What do you think, Simon? From who do earthly kings collect tolls or taxes? From their sons or from foreigners?" After he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free." So if the Son sets you free, you will be really free. For the one who was called in the Lord as a slave is the Lord's freedman. In the same way, the one who was called as a free person is Christ's slave. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, because it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants. Here's according to the promise. But when the appropriate time had come, God sent out his Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, so that we may be adopted as sons with full rights. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, who calls Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then you are also an heir through God. He delivers me from my enemies. You snatch me away from those who attack me. You rescue me from violent men. I sought the Lord's help, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Surely he rescues me from all trouble, and I triumphed over my enemies. I run along the path of your commands, for you enable me to do so. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You, however, have followed my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, my faith, my patience, my love, my endurance, as well as the persecutions and sufferings that happened to me in Antioch, in Iconium, and in Lystra. I endured these persecutions, and the Lord delivered me from them all. Now, in fact, all who want to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. From John to the seven churches that are in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from he who is, and who was and who is still to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from among the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to the one who loves us and has set us free from our sins at the cost of his own blood, and has appointed us as a kingdom, as priests serving his God and Father. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Then Jesus said to those Judeans who had believed him, "If you continue to follow my teaching, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And having been freed from sin, you became enslaved to righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to the righteousness, leading to sanctification. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the life-giving Spirit in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. But the gracious gift is not like the transgression. For if that the many died through the transgression of the one man, how much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, multiply to the many? And the gift is not like the one who sinned. For judgment resulting from the one transgression led to condemnation, but the gracious gift from the many failures led to justification.